Donald Trump has no regard for anyone but Donald Trump. One of the key points in the beginning of my book is I go through a whole bunch of our presidents. We've had smart ones and dumb ones. We've had corrupt ones and honest ones, good ones, bad ones, middling ones. But all of them had in common one thing that you do not see in the Trump administration. Even the most corrupt of them all, Chester Arthur, who got us eventually the Pendleton Civil Service Act, they all did things that tried to make the country better. They may have had ideas that turned out to be bad or that didn't work out, but they were trying to make the country better. Donald Trump's only interest is Donald Trump. Period. Full stop. That is all this is about. It's all it's ever been about. It's all Donald has ever been about. And all you have to do is listen carefully to what he says. You know, a hurricane hits, Hurricane Harvey, and he and his wife go to Corpus Christi. She wears brand new white tennies, which her sneakers never show a bit of mud when they're leaving. And what does he do? He talks about the size of the crowd that turned out to see him.
Yeah.
He goes to a feeding station and he says, "Have a good time."
Right.
Donald Trump is, be glad, Peter, you're not Donald Trump. I've always felt sorry for him because this is a man who has never known joy and never will. He never laughs. I mean, I tried years ago once just to see if I could get him to laugh, and I finally got a sort of forced out of him.
Yeah.
He has no sense of humor whatsoever, and he really is a quite miserable human being inside because everything about him is about you're supposed to adore him and put money in his pocket. And those are hollow measures of a human life.